And the gang, there must be an angel playing with my heart, you better believe it. Now you know that Eat Street at the Bolito Lifestyle Center is the perfect place to be for sundowners between 4 and 6, and they are open for business right now. There are some absolutely fabulous top-notch restaurants in this alfresco dining avenue, and they've collaborated to offer an array of incredible sundowner specials available weekdays and weekends. The vibrant atmosphere coupled with live music on the weekends and the gentle coastal breeze creates the idyllic setting for relaxation and socializing. And on that note, we have with us in the studio right now the proprietor of the restaurant that everyone loves. It's called Attikos. And Christos Konohos is in the house again. I mean, it wasn't a week ago or more, you know, it was a very short time ago we were talking about your other lovely Japanese fusion restaurant, Yorioki. But also, of course, the authenticity of Attikos has to be tasted to be believed. So let's talk about what your cocktail hour is all about.
So thank you very much. So happy hour, as with Yorioki, and we are offering a 50% off on all of our cocktails, all of the mocktails, and all the mezedakia, which are the small plates available at Attikos.
I was going to ask you how you pronounce that, because I've been looking at that word for a week or more.
Mezedakia. Anyway.
What does it mean, mezedakia?
Little bits of food.
Okay.
Little bites.
Okay.
So that's what it is. Right. So we have a selection of, you know, pitas and dips and fried squid heads and beautiful crunchy spanakopita to go with cocktails.
And talking of which, if you go onto our social media, folks, you'll see what Christos has brought with him today, just because, you know, the visual, we can talk and hopefully describe what we're looking at right now, and then we'll do that. But look at the pictures. It's a symphony. I love the colors and, of course, the textures of the food. And it's because you eat with your eyes it's such a joy to see something like this.
So if our listeners will look, and you'll see that blue cocktail is called Balos Bay, and that's named after a special bay in Crete, on the island of Crete. And the water has got the most amazing, beautiful blue hue to it. And that is the color of it. So we created the Balos Bay cocktail.
And those shavings of coconut on the top.
It's beautiful.
I mean, it's got a little bit of a tropical vibe as well, with the pineapple and the coconut and the azure blue of the sea.
That's the word.
Jeez. I mean, that is a symphony. I would just sit and look at that for a while before I tackled it. Then you've got a pink drink as well. There's a certain sort of discrimination about, God, men don't drink pink drinks, but I'm telling you, looking at that one, I would go for that anytime. What is it?
I would definitely. Funnily enough, it's actually extremely popular among our male clients. It's called the Turkish Delight. So Tracy, my wife, actually came up with a cocktail, and it's just beautiful Turkish Delight flavors with blended actual Turkish Delight bits in there.
Oh, my hat. And what is the liquor component of it, or is it a mocktail?
It's a cocktail, so you have your vodka in there or your rum, depending on your preference, but it is so delicious.
Oh, and you know what I love about these is that if that is the standard size, that's a proper drink. You know, there's nothing worse than, I mean, from a man's perspective, I'm just talking personally, when you go and you order something and it comes and it's gorgeous, but it's that size, you know, like a thimble. And you think, what am I going to, I need 10 of those. And,
no,
you know,
I think that'll be good enough.
That's
for you.
Beautiful. And that's, that is, I could murder that, but I've got to do the news at 5. So
afterwards.
Then you've got the most unbelievably delicious, and I don't know how you've managed to achieve that, because calamari squid can be a little rubbery. Yes. It can be a little sort of like, you know, when it's done like this, it is a sensational. Tell us the secret.
So it's a little bit in the preparation and the way that we prepare the calamari to ensure that it does come out tender. It's the batter process that we put on and how we fry it. Flash frying very quickly, super hot oil, and it gets that beautiful light crunchiness to it.
Because it almost has, what is the culinary term for that? Extremely light batter,
like a pan fried, almost like a, I don't know the word for it.
Okay, it's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't. But it is. It's a, you know, when it's right, it's right. And it, what is the dipping sauce that you
accompany? So that is just a special a basil pesto kind of sauce that we have with it. And then we have some, like a tartar mix in there as well. You know, we kind of come up with these things. We don't really name them sometimes. It tastes good, so we put it there.
And then a wedge of lemon.
Beautiful wedge of lemon, fresh, which you need to sprinkle on. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's good and stuff.
I love the Mediterranean dips with the wedges of pita bread, because that for me is a treat of epic proportion, because you can determine the level of the dip, you know, whether you want to just a little bit or you want to really go large.
Yeah, the dips are made in house. They're quite special old recipes, and you know, you take a bit of pita, you dip a bit of the dip, you have a sip of your cocktail.
Is there a hummus on the left there?
There is a spicy feta today. In the middle we have tarama salata, which is a cod roe dip, and the classic tzatziki.
Okay. Yeah. Tarama salata is, if it's good, it's fantastic, huh? And not many people can do it as well as you guys. You're legendary for that.
And just to put the point out there, for all those non-believers, tarama salata is white, not pink.
I was going to say, that's why I didn't recognize it off the top, because normally you get it in a pink punnet in a deli, in a supermarket environment, and that's not the genuine article. Yeah, well, this is just an absolute treat, and it's available right now until 6 o'clock at that special 50% discount. I mean, gosh, there's an opportunity here to live the life at Atikos on Eat Street, and Christos Konohos, my special guest this afternoon. As I said, he has brought in this sampler that we've put on social media, but I'm going to take a pic to put up with this podcast. If you've only just joined us, you're wondering, go onto our apps and go onto the afternoon show. Look for the Atikos podcast, and you will see what I'm talking about. The colors, the textures, it's a symphony on a plate and in a glass, and you are going to absolutely adore the sundowner cocktails and mezzedakia at Atikos. Christos, thanks for popping by.
Thank you very much.
We look forward to connecting again real soon. You're on the afternoon.